Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm in danger.
Can we? I know we take a lot of clips from the show and put up little short things that happen that are funny on the show. This entire thing might need to be put up. At the very least, just this very beginning. Because Aaron doesn't want to make eye contact with me.
No, it's really scary.
There's a story out. I want you, Aaron, I want you to feel safe. There's a story out that
Can I leave?
That would be the best thing you could do right now. It is the five types of people that no one likes to be around, according to psychologists. I want each of you to feel, Tiak, I want you, okay. This is a safe place. I have read the five different types of people.
Okay.
There's a decent chance I'm all five.
Oh, he's aware.
I am. Well, he's the one upper for sure. I'm all of them. I'm not just one, I'm all of them. Did you know that?
All right.
You guys, I don't think you can imagine. I have this great chiropractor. And I was just there today. And she was asking me some questions or whatever. And I was just like, I'm talking about workouts. I'm doing, oh my God. And like everything hurts. And I used to do this app called 8Fit and I got to like master level. And as I got back in, like, I was like, I got to downgrade myself or whatever. And the very first level is called elementary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it just feels like such a slam. And like, cause I go into the app and it's like, continue on master 7. And I'm like, I can't do any of that. I can't do any of that. I go all the way down to elementary. And then I was describing it to her and she's like, wow, I'm so happy that like you can tell you're like, you've lost the weight. Now you're trying to lean it out and like, blah, blah, blah. She's like, that's great. And I just railed on myself. And she's like, your inner dialogue is the worst. And I'm like, I know, right? Like, and when I saw this story, I'm like, don't look at it through a bad inner dialogue. Don't look at it. I'm like, oh my God, you're all five of the people no one wants to be around.
Let's get into it. I don't know that it's all five. I want to be an advocate for you.
I don't normally encourage, because here's another backstory. When you snarky little pieces of hell text the show at 303-222-5423, if you say something bad about T-Hack, it's like Godzilla trying to blow Godzilla up with a nuclear bomb. It just makes him stronger.
Yeah. He loves it.
And they were just nuking Godzilla going, why isn't this working? And it's like, God, he's getting bigger. It's like, he's feeding off the nuclear. Like, what are you doing? Stop doing that. Texting negativity towards T-Hack.
I like it. I share it. I like to send you guys screenshots of it. Yeah. I'm like, look at this.
It crushes my soul. So, but even though that's the case, I want you to join my inner dialogue and tell me I am all five of these things at 303-222-5423. Number one, chronic complainer.
I don't know.
I'm only reading them and then we can discuss.
I don't know if I would consider you a chronic complainer.
We all complain.
Exactly.
We get it. We get into, I'll take my responsibility for this for sure. I stir the pot
a
little.
You're just trying to like keep me from jumping out the window.
But we get into loops sometimes of complaining. Yeah.
But
I get into bigger loops.
Stop trying to one-up him. That's number two. We're not there yet.
We are always there with me.
But with, yes, we all do chronically complain, kind of. We complain a lot. But
for
we
people
always,
who have a great, we have great lives.
For sure. But we always like come up with solutions, though. We're not just sitting in our own misery. And I think that's where the difference is.
Yeah. That makes sense. I think we complain. I don't know that you complain outside of this room because we have a unique, we all have the same job. Like, we, like it's hard to complain to somebody who doesn't understand. So I think that feeds it more. Like when we're in the room, like, oh my, did you see this and this? And you know,
I think anybody who's had the displeasure of dating me, I would say I do complain a lot.
Is like, it about the same thing over and over though?
No, but it's just a chronic, like, I have a way of finding the bad in almost any, like I am, this is truthfully something I'm working on. I just need to find my way towards gratitude more often because it's like, I can't, it was some, one of those inspirational things I saw on Instagram or whatever, but it's like, if you spilled coffee on yourself at Disneyland or something, what would happen next? It's like, then I'd go get on a ride or whatever. It's like, so one bad thing can happen to you and you could still have a great day. It's like, yes, but you, like, I don't do, like, I will dwell on that coffee. Like I could be in Paris, I could be in Hawaii and be like, oh man, I got brought the wrong shorts.
Really?
Like, yes. I need to find the more positive.
I saw this thing similarly on social media that I've been doing lately is the very first thing when you wake up is, because when you wake up, you go, oh, I don't want to wake up, you know, I'm tired. Yeah, but just immediately go into, what am I grateful for? Well, my bed's comfy. I'm warm. And put a fake, the biggest smile you can on your face. And I've been doing it and it really works.
That's so scary.
Yeah. You just lay there and just force it. And you're just like, I'm so happy. Like, what do I have to complain about? And it even works for me because a lot of times my son will come in and wake me up and he'll even crawl into bed and kind of like snuggle with me.
Oh,
and
God, you're still.
That's cute.
Yeah.
And I'm just laying there like, what is better? Exactly. And then it changes your mindset for the day.
Because I wake up and I grab my phone. Like I do Wordle. And if it takes me like four times, I'm like, I'm so mad.
My day's ruined. It just started.
I know. I got four letters on the first try, and then I can't unscramble me to make this. Okay.
Number
We've already
two.
Talked about it more than once. The one-upper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We.
But I talked about it the best, I think. So.
It's our job to do that, though.
It is.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
And yes and no. Sorry, Tiak. Go ahead.
No.
you guys are already preparing for things later on the list. Unfair. Oh my God. Aaron, that is the biggest batch. You know what you just did. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I think Tiak was talking.
I don't know what I was going to say anymore. I forgot. Oh, I think because we do, we are always like, you tell a story, and it's like, oh, well, I've got a story. And then Aaron's like, well, I've got a story. Like, that is the job. And I feel like it kind of actually hurts me in my interpersonal relationships outside of this room because I get into the same rhythm where my wife goes, oh, 100%. Today at work, this, and I go, oh, yeah. Well, today at work. And she's like, yeah, I want to talk about me.
Yeah.
And I get in.
That's what we do. That's I mean,
the
you're
vibe
lucky that you're
time.
In a relationship, but like, I have discovered that as when I would go on a date, I do just do that. And it's like,
I have to really focus and remind myself now is the time to just listen. Not right now. Now's not the time. But
what?
I also think
What'd
that when
say?
We should, I also think that when we do it, we are trying to be relatable.
Yes. I agree.
Are we, or am I just trying to be better than everybody in the room?
T-Hack and I are trying to be relatable.
We've only gotten to two of the five people that I am that makes me impossible to be around. Mm. If you'd like to hear all the other reasons to hate me, stick around because they're next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm not just one type of person people don't like to be around.
So far, you're two.
I'm two, but it's a list of five, and I bet you I can be all five.
Mm. Not a competition.
We believe in you. Smart money.
I don't want to. I want my inner dialogue to be better, but, and you guys are doing a great job of trying to talk me out of things. But, like, number one, the chronic complainer. We all have a little bit of it, but like, for people who are living a pretty blessed life, my kids going to college, my other kids in high school, like, I'm living, it's great.
Yeah.
Still find a way to be negative. The one upper, it's kind of part of our job. People text in and say terrible things about it, but it's like, I don't know how to tell you this, but it's like, if a caller calls in with a story, we got to jump in and save it.
Right.
A story that's not great. It's just like, yeah, so I was sitting there watching paint dry, and you just, well, like, we got to jump in.
Exactly. And we cut each other, like, we jump in all the time. Just like, you wouldn't normally in a dinner setting or
in
something.
In a functional.
You know? Yeah. And a group of people that got along. Like, you wouldn't normally interact that way.
So these are the five type of people nobody wants to be around. Number three, the perpetual victim.
I think that person is the worst person.
This is the one that I think I'm the least of. I don't really feel like, I don't honestly feel like a victim ever. Because even, like, more often than not, if I'm in a situation where I kind of am the victim, I definitely go, you made 17 decisions in the last 2 weeks to put yourself in this situation. I don't think I'm a victim. I think I believe in consequences to actions. Mm-hmm. I don't think like, oh, it's me. How is this happening? It's like, no, you did this, dude. That was dumb. You put yourself here.
Yeah.
So this is the only one I might not be. I don't think anybody in this room is. I think we're all very...
Yeah, and I think that's, again, part of like the careers that we chose. I mean, there's a lot of gut punches along the way, kind of that you could be the victim, or you go, well, I got to keep going, you know?
Yeah.
So I think, yeah.
You're done?
I am okay. Done.
Because number four... You feel that gap when I don't do it? You feel the gap when I don't do it.
I do, yeah.
It's disgusting. But people text all the time. Nick, you interrupt too much.
Let T-Hack finish his story.
No. Even Aaron knows sometimes you got to like...
Yeah.
Lasso T-Hack back in.
Especially when I'm talking.
Yes.
Save it.
The interrupter is one of the worst people to be around. I love that all y'all.
This is like a three-way stop now.
I couldn't have stopped you.
Who's first? Yes, this is like, go ahead.
This is like, please, you first.
A roundabout in a town where nobody has roundabouts. We're just all, I don't know who goes. Interrupting. I have been in relationships where they go, you interrupt too much, but it's like, you don't talk fast enough. Like, are you...
Okay.
No, but you know what I'm saying. Like, there is a pacing to being on the radio. And yes, we're not on the radio when we go home, but it's hard to not be. Like, if you work in the stock market, I can't imagine you go home and you're like, hey, honey. Like, you don't sloth talk. Mm-hmm. You're like, let's go.
Right. You're probably do that job because you are wired that way. So same with this.
Let's go. And it's like, the funniest thing happened today. So I was dropping the kid. No, had I already gone to Starbucks? And it's like, you have to go. Like, what do you do? If you're not moving the conversation forward, I'm jumping in.
I feel like, that. Yeah. Especially after here. It makes sense. I'm like, first of all, you forgot the I. I told you to leave out that part.
I can see AHAC just going, honey. It's time for a little. But do you feel, I know that the listeners feel this. I'm the worst, right? Of the interrupter?
In the three of us, yes. Okay. But that's not bad because it is called the Slacker Show. And I'm not saying.
No, but that's not.
No. But I'm also saying you have the most experience because we have previously talked about how everyone, me too, but they think that like you're this stuck-up dude. And it's like, no, we look at you kind of as a role model because you've been in radio for so long that, like, we're going to bow down a little bit.
I don't want you to bow down, but, like, yeah. I am going to jump in, though.
And like, as you should, as you have earned.
But not because the name's on the show. I want to reiterate.
Oh, yeah. You chose
when,
it.
When Steve left, it was like, what are we going to call it? Like, when there's a morning show and it's like, Jeff and Jer. It's like, change the name to Breakfast Flakes or just the morning. Like, you can just change it to some weird
generic
thing. Because, like, then you can just change the people interchange. Like, can we just call it Afternoon Delight? I'm like, I just, and they're like, no, the Cyrus Show. And I'm like, please, God, no. Because people are going to go, one, I forced Steve out, which I did not.
No.
And two, that I have this ego the size of, because, will you interrupt TX? And it's like, yeah, because TX sometimes is like not moving.
Or he'll tell a story that reminds you of something and you get really excited. And like, it's just conversation.
I love conversations like that. I love being interrupted where it's like, so I was at Walmart today. Oh my God. You know what happened to me the last time I was at Walmart? Go. Because it sounds like yours is way more passionate than what happened to me.
Yeah.
Give it to me. Let's hear it. The last one, we just ran out of time. So...
Me and Aaron will cover it on the bonus show. It is the judgmental know-it-all, number five. Anyone? That seem like anyone? I don't.
I'm not going to interrupt.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.